Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Now, for those of you who are in the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including our friends here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. And as always, the chat room is open, so you can log on there and say hi to producer Kina, or just hang out and listen. And after the episode, I will be logging into the chat room and answering any questions you might have. So today is the weekend, or the week before Mother's Day weekend. And it's always really exciting when we have an opportunity to take a look at particular relationships that we have. And there are very few relationships that are as complex, simple, joyous, painful, confidence-shaking, and spirit-building as the one between mother and child. Now, father and child, you know, that's a whole different dynamic, and we'll be doing that show in June. But we're going to focus on moms and really what makes a mother. That would, I guess, you know, be the first question, because it's not as simple as having given birth or a female having given birth. That is the very straightforward and simple description of a mother. But it goes a heck of a lot deeper than that. You can never have given birth in your life and be the most amazing mother. You may be someone who takes care of other people in a way that allows them to call you mom. Being a mother is a tremendously rewarding and difficult job because there is no manual. There's a lot of books that make suggestions, but as far as this will work with this particular child, this particular little spirit who has come into your life, I have two sons, and they would have completely different manuals. So when we look at the difficulty of being a mother, now, being a good mother, and even that, you know, there's a lot of difference in what being a good mother looks like. And I know that there are some really, truly, truly horrible moms out there. And unfortunately, you know, some young people were really, really hurt and damaged by a very poor mother-child relationship. So sometimes when, you know, people think of the word mother, it brings a warm, wonderful feeling, while at other times it can bring a lot of hard stuff up, especially if there's a lot of unresolved, you know, well, old issues and old stories between you. So when I think of mothers, I actually have a few folks I think of. First, I think of the woman who gave birth to me. And she was an amazing woman, and her name was Irene. And she was everything that I wanted to be as a mother. When I was growing up, she would say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd look at her and I'd say, I want to be a mommy. One, because she was so amazing at it. And two, she made it look so easy. I would think, wow, being a mom is a really easy job. You just spend all day and you play with your kids and you tidy up and, you know, you do all these things and dinner materializes on the table. And I thought that was the best job in the whole wide world. And later on, she said that she used to feel bad when I said that because she wanted me to say, well, I want to be a doctor or I want to be a lawyer or I want to do this. And she really felt that by wanting to be a mom, somehow I was selling myself short. And it wasn't until, you know, we had a chance to talk about it before she passed away. And I told her that because she made it look like the most wonderful job in the whole wide world. And we actually were able to clear up some of the old story that she had around it, including the idea of guilt. Now, the idea of guilt being combined with motherhood, well, that goes way back. And it crosses every cultural line, it crosses everybody out there has dealt with the idea of somehow mother being a mom and the idea of guilt being involved. So for now, for today, how about we just kind of set that aside? And understanding that as mothers, we do the best we know how to do in the moment. And sometimes that's not good enough. And sometimes we make mistakes. And if we try really hard, we can learn from them. And we can move forward. As I said, when I was growing up, the idea that being a mom meant you got to play all day. It meant that, you know, you got to basically play house all day long. And in my childlike view, that was like, you know, being able to grow up and play house forever. I didn't realize until later that it meant figuring out how to pay for the food that everybody needs, figuring out how to manage to pay for the birthday presents and the Christmas presents and, you know, oh my God, the kid needs new shoes. Of being really, really exhausted because you were up all night with one child and you are having to spend all day up with the other. Not exactly what I envisioned it as. And I still consider it the coolest job in the world. I still consider it the absolute best thing that I could have possibly ever done in my life. I've got a lot of things that I'm very proud of. And the two aspects of my life that I am most proud to have had a part in are my sons. I look at them and part of me sees, you know, the little bundles that were handed to me when I was told it's a boy twice. And the other part sees them as men in their 20s. And sometimes that's a really tough leap to make. And I remember the wisdom of my mother when she told me on the day that my sons were born, she sat next to me, and she said, they grow and they go, and you must understand that. God did not give you these children. God only loaned them to you. And I made that sort of my mantra as a young mother and going through and struggling and trying to figure out, okay, what is the best way to deal with this situation? You know, how do I get them to calm down? How do I get them to clean their rooms? You know, they come to me with problems, and how do I manage this? How do I deal with this? And it really is on-the-job training. And in speaking with other mothers, it was always, well, I just tried stuff until something worked. It's like, well, okay, that's a theory. I can work with that. I find that being able to tap into the wisdom of other mothers was very helpful for me. And the idea of multi-generational households where, you know, you have right there, you know, a mother or mother-in-law who can be able to help you out and, you know, give pointers as long as it's healthy and as long as everybody remembers, okay, I'm the actual mom, but I would love advice. And it is. It's hugely tricky. And when I think about, you know, the different types of moms, because, yes, you know, some of us are moms because we gave birth. Some of us are moms because we chose to step up and take care of those we did not give birth to. I have a niece who, you know, well, I've got nieces and nephews, and I just adore each and every one of them. And I have a niece and nephew who were the children of my older sister. And my older sister passed away when her youngest child was about six. And she had breast cancer that she had been diagnosed with shortly after the child was born. And I always wanted a girl, so, you know, she kind of moved into that place of, you know, my girl. And her brother was, you know, he was my boy. And so it became that piece of stepping in when I knew that, you know, they would need a mom. And my mother was raising them and I was helping. But I always felt that close bond with them. A mother's love, the best part of a mother's love is that no matter how much they give, there's always more. No matter how many there are, there's always more love to go around. It's almost as if the love is multiplied just because they're giving it. There were four children in my family. We were all 18, or, well, we were all, like, around anywhere from 12 to 14 months apart. And it was difficult, two boys, two girls, all really close together. And, yes, there were some times when, you know, it's like, oh, well, she loves them more than she loves me, and, you know, who's the favorite? And basically my mother would say, you know, my favorite is the one who is not irritating me right now. So that helped narrow it down. But the idea that somehow my mother's love was limited in growing up, and I didn't understand until I became a mother that that's not true, that it only grows, it becomes bigger, it expands. And when you have young people in your lives that you sort of become a mother to, a mother figure to, it does not change the love that you feel for the ones that you did give birth to. Being a mom is the ultimate in multitasking, and it is the ultimate in finding balance. Because when that storm is hitting, either everybody is going into craziness over something happening in the house and the kids are running around and, you know, what's going on, when you have to take that spot of, okay, everybody stop, we're all fine, don't worry about it, I've got this under control. And I remember my mother doing that. I remember times when, you know, things would be chaotic and she would just step in. And it would be like calm. You know, there'd be a storm raging outside and it would have scared us. And she would just walk in, all right, just stay calm. Everything's fine. You know, and we can hear things hitting the back of the house. And, you know, we spent time in Florida. We spent time in Oklahoma. We were in Detroit. We were in Louisiana. My father was military. Well, both my parents had been military, but my mother retired after they, you know, after they married. And I remembered how my mom was alone with us most of the time. And she was just this rock of strength that couldn't be shaken. And it wasn't until years later that I found out how shaken she was, how scared she was, how lonely she was. And in talking with her, it gave me permission to feel that it was okay that I didn't have all the answers. Because I had set up this image that wasn't even really her. It's what I envisioned her to be. And sometimes when you have a chance to talk to your mom, and I was blessed with that chance before she died, to really hear who she is. And that's important because sometimes it's hard to step out of being a mom. It really can be. Because it's just that, all right, got to keep it under control, got to take care of everybody, and we end up putting ourselves last on the list. We get so wrapped up in taking care of other people that we don't nurture ourselves. Because keep in mind, in some ways, we're also the mom of our own inner child. And it's important to take care of that child too. Now, after my mother passed away, I felt this huge gap in my life. Because even as an adult, it always felt good to be able to go to someone who I considered a grown-up and be able to talk to them and work through those things where I didn't have to be the one with the answers. I could be the one with the questions. And I felt that huge gap after my mother died. And the idea that, you know, I didn't have any female relatives, older female relatives that were close by. And my mom had had friends that I could, you know, I could go to. But there wasn't that deep connection. And then I met the mother of a friend of mine. And her name is Hilda. And she very quickly just kind of flowed into being my mom. And I was going through a divorce. There was a lot inside of me. And we sat and we talked. And I didn't realize how much I missed having that mother figure in my life. She didn't give birth to me, but I know she loves me as if she had. And that means the world to me. And I really consider myself blessed to have her in my life. As we get older, eventually, you know, our moms pass. And we feel sometimes that we have to step up into that. And it's important to have somebody we can go to, somebody we can put into that position so we don't have to be that all the time. As moms, it does seem like it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with no vacations, no weekends, and quite frankly, very little thanks and very little compensation. Sometimes it feels as though there's an assumption that, well, they just do it, and that's what they do, and that's their job, and they don't need to be thanked, and they don't need to be appreciated. Well, that's what Mother's Day is about. Whether it's taking your mom out for a brunch, maybe going over and cleaning up her yard, helping her with some house cleaning things. Maybe it's just sitting down and having a cup of coffee and letting her share some of what she has carried to get to know mom. And that is such a huge gift because then, I mean, you know, there was stuff that when I was growing up that I felt my mom didn't understand me. I was really closer to my dad, and my sister was closer to my mom. And I always felt this sense of, well, they're going to go off and they're going to do artsy stuff, and that's not my thing. And I didn't feel that connection with her actually until she was in the process with her cancer. And it was after my sister had died, and it was after my father had died. So we each lost the one we were closest to. And a chance to really listen to a mother that loves you, that maybe felt judged, that maybe didn't feel appreciated, that maybe felt they didn't get a thank you as often as they could have. We become that backup crew. And I guess if you're doing it right, it does seem perfect and seamless and easy, even though it's not. And the toughest part of the job is letting children grow up, letting them fail, letting them fall down, and letting them understand that they do have the tools to handle it. And they can manage it. It is the most wonderful and toughest job in the whole world. And often, you know, people talk about the eagles and how they will shove the babies out of the nest at a point. And they don't know whether or not that baby has what it takes to fly. And it might possibly be destroyed on the rocks below. And yet, if they don't take that leap, they never learn what it truly means to be an eagle. They never learn what they can do. They never find their wings. And that's the job. That's the heart of the job. We've got to let you go. We've got to let you fail. We've got to let you be scared, because otherwise you can't learn that you're strong enough and brave enough to face that fear. And know that it breaks our hearts to watch you struggle. But it is the best thing that we can do for you. When I think about the, you know, the years that have passed by, and both looking at being a mother from the perspective of the child and the perspective of the mother, it is so tremendously sacred to me, that wheel that turns, that cycle that continues, those seasons that pass, and watching, you know, this little one grow up, become independent, learning to walk, learning to move forward. And they go from learning to walk to walking away. And it's always nice to remember. Maybe your Mother's Day will be going and laying flowers at a gravesite. But have a conversation when you do. Let them know how much you miss them, because I believe with all my heart that they can hear it, that they're not really in that spot, that they're standing right next to you. As my mother was, you know, nearing the end, and there were times when she was present and times that she wasn't, and I looked at her, and I could tell she wanted to say something to me, but she was having a really hard time with it. So I just said, "Mom, if there's anything that you feel I should apologize for, I'm sorry. And if there's anything that you feel you need my forgiveness for, I forgive you." And she looked at me and smiled. And that was all we needed. We didn't have to go into that place of, okay, you did this, I did this, because that usually does not go anywhere productive. I wanted her to know before she left this life that we were okay and that I understood and I appreciated everything about her and the work that she did to help me to become the woman that I am. I mean, were there difficulties? Yes. Were the challenges of our relationship sometimes huge? Yes. Do I agree with everything she ever said? No. Do I understand why she said it? Yes. Because in her mind, she wanted me to be protected. And her interpretation was that that's what she needed to say, even if she knew it was something that would make me look at her and say, I hate you. Which at some point every child does. And that comes back to us sometimes. But it was okay because she understood it. Since she had said the same thing to her mother at some point, and as her mother said to her mother at some point. It's a part of the relationship. It's a part of the cycle. And as my sons have, you know, when they were younger, have said to me. And even though it hurt, I understood. Because one of the things that my mom told me that stuck with me was, you know, when I would tell her, well, I want you to be my friend. And she said, I'm not your friend. I am your mother. And that goes way beyond friendship. And I didn't understand that until I became one. Because a mom sometimes has to be the bad guy. And we do our best. And we make mistakes. And we move forward. So if you're a mom, absolute blessings to you. I hope that your Mother's Day is wonderful. And for those who are children who are thinking of their mom, whether they're here or away or in another lifetime, think about them at least. Say a prayer, and if you can, call just to say hi. Just to say you care. Just to say, if there's anything that you feel I should apologize for, I'm sorry. And if there's anything you would like my forgiveness for, I forgive you. Because moms rock. Thank you for joining me. I wish you all a wonderful weekend. And I wish everyone, you know, of every type of mother, by birth or by choice, I wish you a wonderful Mother's Day. And don't worry, guys, we'll be honoring the fathers on Father's Day, because I know there are some fathers who are phenomenal mothers and some mothers who are phenomenal fathers. So we'll work it all out. So we will be back next Thursday at the same time, 2 p.m. on the West Coast Pacific. And be gentle with yourself. Be loving with yourselves. Be loving with each other. Whether you're a mom or a child, enjoy the bond. Don't hold on to the hard stories. If you can't help it, get help. Talk to someone. Because life is way, way, way too short to carry hard stories about things that may have happened a long time ago. And if you can't honor your mom, go out and honor another. Enjoy yourselves. And hopefully, everybody will have a chance to be loved. And to say I love you, which is one of the best Mother's Day gifts that you could possibly get, is to hear your kids tell you that they love you. So, my friends, until we meet again, and for those of you who are logging into archives, I hope, whether this is before Mother's Day or after, I hope you enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. So this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings and bye.